Clear your throat. That's a good idea to clear your throat once we go live instead of.
I like to wait until you say we're live, and then I like to clear my throat afterwards so that people know I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, Grace, what's on your face there?
Hey, Eric. Look at that. Look.
I can't read that far away. Oh, that's just shiny. It says one. You won?
Did you win the snowshoe race?
I did not win female overall. I was third female and first in my age group. Whoa. So I got a little number one medal.
Is that real gold?
It's, we'll find out.
Yeah. Just say yeah.
Yeah, it's real gold.
Wow. That's awesome. How was it?
It was great. We had great conditions. It was still a little chilly. Like Saturday was really warm. Sunday was chilly, but that's fine. We're used to the cold right now.
We should totally spend the show talking about that snowshoe race.
I don't know. I feel like we have other topics that'll be fun.
I feel like I'm not a fan of said other topics.
Oh, well, you don't have to be a fan of everything for us to still do it anyway.
Anyway, yeah. All right. Well, let's start the show and you can continue to go over your snowshoe race. I'm being serious because I'm curious what the conditions are like and all that stuff. I've never done a snowshoe race. And I think it's interesting. I know it's hard to snowshoe and try to act like you're moving fast in snowshoes. It's a workout. It's crazy. Whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's do our little jingle, then we'll talk about our weekends. How's that?
Yeah.
So you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Oh boy. All right, Grace. I tried to come up with a show subject this week, but an idea just wouldn't arrive. So instead, apparently, we're roasting me on episode 155.
Yes.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Oh, welcome to episode 155. When do we hit another milestone? Math is hard for me. We're almost at like three. Did we just pass 3 years? 52,
150. Yeah, we did.
No, that would be 156. How many weeks are in a year? 52?
52.
So 3 years would be 156, right?
Sure.
What kind of co-host are you?
It depends. Is there a leap year involved? If so, that's 157.
No.
Do you want accuracy or do you not want accuracy?
No, we're going by numbers because numbers don't lie. By numbers, next week is our 3 year anniversary, and you would have just passed over it like it was a puddle in the mud.
A puddle in the mud.
Yeah, I just came up with that one. That was an analogy.
I can tell you just came up with it.
I did. It was good. But you were going to just let it slide. It's our 3 year anniversary. You got to get me something.
Oh, you'll get something for sure.
I don't care about the leap year and stuff. That's the official one. 3 years is 56 weeks or whatever.
Didn't we have 53? I think we had 53 weeks last year.
Here we go.
I'm saying, I think it's nitpick.
Let's just nitpick. About to cut it off right here. Maybe we won't even make 3 years. You ever think of that?
we've already made it.
Yeah, you're pushing it. No, we haven't. Because there's only 27 days in February this year, I think. Well, there was, because it's past that. Wait, wasn't there? So technically, I think we're on track for next week to be the official 3 year mullet anniversary.
That's right. Let's do that.
we can forget about it. It obviously isn't that important to you. So whatever, we'll just move
on. I'm very excited. We're into we're past the terrible twos.
Mm-hmm.
We're into the terrific threes.
Oh God. Yeah. Whatever. This is where we get comfortable with each other and have to work on, I have to keep working on trying to like you and that stuff. It's
every time.
Yeah. Anyway, how was the weekend? So you snowshoe raced on Saturday. Saturday was
Sunday.
Oh, so that was, it was better conditions, right?
Yeah. So Saturday we wrapped up the winter series, which was a big deal. It was my first year as the series director for the winter series. And we had just over 1,000 registrations. That was our highest registration ever. Very exciting. And gave out lots of awards to people. And Silo did our swag, which was fun. We gave out shoe bags and we gave out stickers that were really cool. Logos made by Danielle Podzak. She's a graphic designer. No AI for us. And so we wrapped up the winter series and that was a big deal. I'm glad it went well. And then Sunday I did a snowshoe race with Julia and Cass was there and Joe did his first snowshoe race too. So that was fun.
Was there a lot of snowshoers at this event?
I don't know what the total number was. If I had to guess, I'd probably say like 50.
Nice.
Yeah. It's at Shawnee Mountain, which is in the Poconos. So it's at a ski resort. And we go up the mountain and then you go down a little bit and then back up again and then all the way down. So they call it a 5K, but it was like 2.2 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a 5K.
Not even close. They say that it's 2.6 and I've run it 2 years and it is not 2.6. Definitely not.
That's okay. 2.2 miles in snowshoes when you're trying to hustle as fast as you can is still work.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun and I have my own snowshoes now. I race in Dion's. That's what Matt Lipsy told me would be a good option. So that's what I got. And I also did this race last year. So I had a good comparison. And this year I was a minute faster on my first mile. So that was very exciting.
Nice. That's always good to compare where you're at last year to this year.
Yeah. And conditions were very similar.
Have you actually put in much practice in them this winter?
I wouldn't say much practice. I've gone to Ski Round Top a couple of times and did some uphilling there. And then because we had a lot of snow, I actually did do some snowshoeing on my regular trails this time. So I probably went out 4 or 5 times in my snowshoes. I got a little bit of practice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun, different thing to do in the middle of winter when you can't do much else and trails are covered and all that. And it is a heck of a workout. I've done it. I came close to buying my own pair of running snowshoes a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I backed off. I didn't. But I played around with other people's before and it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. They're super fun. I did purchase mine from Facebook Marketplace. So I would say keep an eye out on Facebook Marketplace because people will upgrade or get rid of theirs. And that's a fun opportunity to snag some at a decent price.
Good pointer. Especially at the end of the winter when right this time to look.
Yeah, that's when I got mine was last spring. They say Pam on them.
Pam?
Yeah, like Pam wrote her name on the front of them. Oh, wow.
So you are basically Pam.
So I'm Pam when I am in snowshoes.
I wonder if you could rearrange that so it somehow says something about you. Make the P a B. I don't know.
Bam.
bam. Yeah, put bam on the other side. Then every time you run, you just bam, bam, bam. I don't know.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, this is what I do. I come up with genius ideas.
Yeah, you do. They take a while to get there, but you get there.
Yeah. Well, good. Sounds like a fun weekend. You have a big weekend coming up. We'll talk about, we can talk about, or we will talk about.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was pretty good. Saturday up here was beautiful, although it's sloppy and muddy. Yeah. It was nice and warm. Then Sunday went to Penn State for the state indoor track meet with Lauren. She ran the 3K, got ninth overall in the state. It's, if you do track, no track of anything, indoor is weird. Like PA is like the most competitive state in the country. I don't know why, but it by far is. And so like in outdoor track or outdoor track and outdoor cross country, you have double A and triple A girls run two different races. So big schools run against big schools and then, you know, middle school. Run. So you don't ever really get to run against everyone in the state. If you get first in double A, you're first in double A. That doesn't mean triple A girl didn't run faster than you in her race, you know, same course, but anyway, indoor isn't like that. It's any private schools which have fast people and no category. So everybody's just running. So it brings the races that she does in particular. She's racing against girls that she normally wouldn't have raced against, which means more competition, but
yeah,
extremely competitive. So yeah, but she was happy. PR in the 3K.
Yay.
So, yep. Good. And then outdoor track started today.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
It was a big weekend. Like it was end of February, beginning of March, but it was a big weekend in the race world this past weekend. So it's pretty exciting. We're not even to good weather yet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
How's your recovery going right now?
It's not recovery.
What do you call it?
I've been recovered.
You are recovered. What do you call this?
I call it mostly pouting.
Pouting. Okay. Yeah. You're pouting.
Pouting.
Like a pouting cycle, you know, like
a cycle
like
that
you
never
might
ends.
Have a strength cycle in your running plan.
Yeah.
Like a strength block, a speed block. This is a pout block.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not good.
Okay. Yeah.
We're in full pout mode.
Okay.
That will continue for the foreseeable future.
Uh-huh.
I feel fine. I don't have anything that's hurty, but I'm supposed to not run still, which makes the pouty level go up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can
you do other things that you don't like doing?
Yeah, that makes me even more pouty. It's a full blown pouty stage. There's no getting out of it. That's where I'm.
Would you call it a pout fest?
It's more like a pout bonanza, like just craziness. Oh. You know what I mean? Like
what level, what number pout would you give it?
So, you know, you have your school kids have like Christmas concert in elementary school for kindergartners and they sing their cute little songs. Mm-hmm. And then you have your like, what did the hippies go to? What was that called? The big one?
Coachella?
No. Bigger
Woodstock?
That. Woodstock. That was like crazy, like insane. Yeah. That would be my level.
Like which year, 1999 Woodstock or what, 1969 Woodstock?
Try both of them together.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. It's fine. We're managing. But yeah, I don't know. Apparently there's a little fracture down there and there's a little tear. They're both really little. They're very small. It's not, we're not talking surgery or anything close to that.
Have you named them?
Yeah, but I can't say those words on live.
You can't say the name of the tear or the fracture?
The name I gave them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not
neither
good.
One.
Huh?
Neither one. You can't say either one.
I mean, I could, but it's explicit.
Would we upset people? Is it Lee?
No.
Okay, it's not. That's no. Good.
The one. I'm not.
You call one of them Gabe. Don't call it Gabe. No. He's nice.
Starts with a G, though. Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, we're good. It's fine. Couple more weeks of resting. Hopefully, I can start running again. Get back to it. I can. I'm biking. I'm Pelotoning, like a Sun Beach, and it's great. Yeehaw.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah. It's we're good.
Okay. So you said two episodes ago that we should do an episode that's all about you because you don't like spending time with me. So we should just talk about you. So I thought we would just have an episode about you.
I don't know why you would ever listen to anything that comes out of my mouth.
You asked for this and you're going to get it and it's going to be amazing.
I don't like, just to be clear, before this gets started, I dislike all of this very much.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it.
That's all. I'll just leave it at that. I will say I loved Ben Mazur's comments on the...
Yeah, we're going to read some of them.
Okay, good. Because the man is a genius. Is that AI? Did he just sit on AI and they came up with that? Or did that actually come out of that?
How would I know these things? Ask him.
I'm just asking because if that stuff seriously pops into his brain throughout the day, because he commented about 20 times.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's definitely playing off of the Bill Brasky joke.
Oh, see, I don't
do you know Bill Brasky?
No, I don't know anybody.
Of course you don't. If you are listening to this and you know Bill Brasky, high five. So we're going to do an episode all about Eric because Eric doesn't like talking about me and he likes talking about himself. So we're going to do a whole episode about Eric. Okay.
Next week, we're going to do a whole episode about Grace.
We have other things to talk about next week.
I'll finish.
You brought this on yourself. You brought this on yourself. Ben Mazur says, some say he naturally faces magnetic north and that his sweat could be used to clean precious metals.
Yeah.
True or false?
I've used my sweat to clean stuff before, but.
That's like what?
I don't know, like sunglasses.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. Your sunglasses are dirty. You don't have water. It works just as good. Take the schmears off.
It's got salt in it. Some say he's terrified of ducks. Some say his breath smells of magnesium and he blinks sideways. I think I've seen that before.
See, he didn't do his research. I'm not afraid of ducks. I like mallards.
This one's accurate. Some say his heart ticks like a watch and he's confused by stares. I like loons.
If you're not paying attention to stares, they can be very dangerous.
Yeah. Some say that his tears are adhesive and that if he caught fire, he'd burn for 1,000 days.
I don't even like something's wrong with the guy.
this is just a rumor, but some say that his heart is in upside down and he has webbed buttocks.
You know, some people have said I'm heartless. So it's not too bad if it's upside down.
I think it probably is upside down.
And a webbed buttock.
It's in there. It is in there. I have seen it. You do have a heart.
Webbed buttocks sounds like that could be trouble. Like that would not be a good outcome.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Some say he was the one who actually pulled Excalibur from the stone and that he is the rightful king of England. What do you have to say about that?
I don't even know where to begin with something like that.
Of course you don't. You're also confused by stairs. Some say that he has terrible plans involving the moon and that recently birds have started to die of something called the Kosek flu.
That is true. Indeed true, yeah.
If you have any other fun facts about Eric Kosek to add, please put them into the chat. Please and thank you.
Facts, okay. Huh?
Yeah, these are facts. Okay, I have questions too.
So many questions. All AI.
So many questions.
All right.
Shut it.
All right. Okay.
You're super fast. And we were just talking about this. Like, even though, yes, you're kind of working through injury right now, like, for the most part, you train well, sir. You are injured because you had a fall that was not intentional.
Yeah.
So you train well. You are also super fast. So what's your excuse then for being you?
First of all, I'm just me. You know, I wish I could be you, but I'm not, I'm just me. So I don't know. I think I like to run. I think I've gotten smarter through the years as far as running goes. The thing is, I haven't necessarily gotten faster or better.
Yeah. So what's your excuse?
My excuse is I don't have any excuses when it comes to doing the thing I love doing, which is running.
Like, when you do have bad races happen to everybody, even if you train well, right? So, like, if when you have a bad race, is that because of your personality?
Good question. In the past, I've had bad races, I've had DNFs that are due to my brain, not my physical shape.
Is it because you get to an aid station and you're like, hey guys, let's take a selfie. And then you see yourself and you're like, I should just stop. Cause you see your face and you don't like what you see. You have to see that. And you're like, ooh, that's what I look like.
You might be onto something there. I don't know if I've ever actually seen my face like in a mirror while I'm racing, but I'll be honest, I think you're probably right. If I did, I would probably just be like, I'm an idiot. What am I doing here? You know?
Right. That would be logical. If I saw your face during a race, like the only time I've ever seen you, thankfully, has been like pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's helpful.
It's helpful for you?
Yeah. Hmm. If I saw you late into a race, I don't know if that would...
We'll have to test this out. Maybe I'll try to catch you at World's End late in the race, see what happens. I don't know. You know, just like everybody else, I don't know. I run, mental. So my brain needs to run. And my brain likes to run.
But what's one thing that you overthink?
One thing I overthink, this goes with life as much as running, but I probably constantly self-doubt myself.
How much?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
No, like a percentage.
I mean, I think that's different. I think I would hope that I'm constantly trying to self-help myself get better at that. Yeah. It's pretty high in all aspects of life, I guess I would say.
What would you, if one of your athletes told you that, what would you tell them?
If they told me what, that they lack self-confidence?
Yeah. When they keep winning races and doing really awesome, and they keep training and doing really awesome. And you coach, we both coach, and one of your athletes who you coach tells you that, then what do you tell them?
I would say, for one, that's what I'm here for.
Uh-huh.
And I would go off on a tangent right now and say that even my coaching, I lack self-confidence in.
Why is that?
But don't ask me why. If I had the answer, I wouldn't have it, Grace.
You can know something and still have issues with it, don't you think?
I don't know. Possibly. But yeah, I mean, if they lack self-confidence, it would, I think that's one thing a coach helps with is having at least a person. It doesn't even have to be a coach, but somebody to bounce your feelings and thoughts off of with the running and help try to figure out what the best way to go is with that self-doubt. I mean, I think everybody struggles a little with self-doubt, a little bit, different levels. I don't know.
Who do you bounce your feelings off of?
Like while I'm like in running?
Well, you just said, you know, everybody's got somebody like a coach or somebody just to bounce feelings off of. So who do you bounce feelings off of?
I guess a little bit of everybody. Is this turning into a session?
I'm just curious. We're just seeing where this conversation goes. I want to know who you bounce feelings off of.
I don't know. I'm not one to bounce a lot.
Okay.
And that's, you know, I should more, but it's just I think the self-confidence level would still be there no matter. Who knows it? That's why I'm not afraid to talk about it. It's just a thing.
What would it take to get rid of some of that self-doubt? Like, what would it take for there to be less of it?
I don't think I would want too much less because I think that's what gives me my drive to be better. That's a good answer. There's a healthy dose of it, I think, If you run to be competitive and if you like racing, which not everybody has to or needs to or will ever, and that's totally fine. But if you want to be your best you and compete and train and all that, then you always have to have that bar to grab onto, that not sure or trying to do harder in a healthy manner and train harder and things like that.
So if we were to say like what drives you, part of that would be you just say, I don't like my
what drives me is my own self lack of confidence.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if that makes much sense, but it does. But again, that can be dangerous because you as an athlete, as a runner, you can drive yourself into the ground thinking more is better constantly too.
Yeah. Well, I think you're great, just for the record.
You figured what?
I think you're great.
Aw, thanks. I think you are too.
Thanks. I think you're putting in hard work and you're doing a good job.
Yeah. I mean, we all do what we can, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have more questions. That was a fun little tangent to go down. In running related, what's a bad decision you've made?
Oh my. Running related bad decision I've made. Yeah. God, that's a tough one. There's nothing there's no bad decisions that I've stewed over for weeks or months or years. That's like, oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm going to regret that forever. I don't think. I guess a bad decision. The first one that would pop into my mind is when I did the 200 miler in Canada and I stopped. And I really stopped for no reason other than that was the first time I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't
You were being a ball baby pissy pants, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I think we all get, it's BBPP.
I get into these phases, and I've noticed it more lately. Not that I've run anything super crazy long lately, but no matter how good or bad I do at a race, if I finish or don't finish, and if I'm happy or not happy, I can jump back into running. Mm-hmm. We're talking like we recover fast, and I do recover fast, and I can jump back into daily running and do as many miles as I want, but mm-hmm. there's something missing, and it's not mm-hmm. physical. There's something in the brain that's not ready yet. I want to say not recovered yet, but it's not a time period I need. It comes back when it comes back. And I think a lot of people will agree with this, but yeah. It's been more clear to me that like I can spend weeks running and training again for whatever's coming up or the next big thing, or just getting back into the daily grind of running. But it's nothing's there until it comes back, and that my fire, it's like there's nothing burning, and then all of a sudden the fire comes back. But yeah. It seems to be very extended for me.
Like how long?
I mean, I would say that depends. A couple months, maybe.
Oh wow!
It could be, and if I have a race on, let's say 4 months out, and I'm not feeling great, 2 months up to it, 2 months into training towards it, it starts messing with me. But I've learned that like it's just way. It comes back, it'll get there, and I'm excited to train, and I'm excited when I do workouts and long runs and stuff, but yeah. it's not, I think some people can just jump right back in and start hammering again, and mm-hmm. it's definitely not there for me.
That's interesting.
I don't know why. Maybe it's brain over analyzing, overthinking. It's not really one thing, but it's something's missing there. And even when I want, I'll still get out at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning on cold days and still do runs, but it's the drive isn't there.
Events are a really big deal, whether it's an FKT or a race or something like there's a lot going on. A lot of times you're driving to it, and then there's friends and photos, and it's a whole big ordeal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's more mentally draining for me than I ever thought it was or what.
Yeah.
It's something I've become aware of for myself.
But you keep up with a lot of your habits, which I think is probably really, really helpful for you to be able to accomplish the things that you accomplish. What's the most boring habit that you are able to maintain that helps with your training?
Boring.
Yeah.
Currently is the most boring thing is I go to bed stupid early and make sure I get as much sleep as possible. It's pretty boring. There's nothing exciting about that, but I've put that at the top of my priority list especially as I get older. Mm-hmm. And I can't run right now. We don't need to talk about that, but I think it definitely helps the way I feel, mostly helps the way I feel all day long after I run in the morning, obviously a little higher energy levels and be able to do normal day-to-day work and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty boring.
That is very boring. I think it makes you more of a boring person too.
It probably does. All right. So it is set 8:05, so I'm going to bed. So thanks for the show.
Yeah, I mean, we still have fun things to ask. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Like what kind of green? You can't just say green.
Olive.
Olive green.
Yeah. Or forest. Or grass. Forest
green. Which one? That's a lot.
You said I couldn't just say green. I don't know. Mostly like a dull, a natural green.
Okay.
nothing popping.
Yeah, nothing too exciting.
Nothing too fancy. No.
Don't want to be fancy. Don't want to be exciting. Just really boring.
Yeah. Green.
Okay. Got it. Boring green. What's your favorite holiday?
Probably Christmas.
Why?
Because it's always...
Is it because you just like to open presents from people?
I like the Christmas season. I'm a seasonal type of guy. I like...
Okay.
I like that it's longer than just one day. And it's always depressing when it's over and the tree has to come down. Always has been.
But you don't like the cold.
I don't mind a winter. I hate snow now because I have to work with it.
Okay.
Which that's very depressing, but because I don't mind snow if I didn't have to push it.
Yeah. Move it around.
Yeah.
That's just what you do, is move it around.
Yeah, basically. Move it from one spot to another.
Okay. Would you rather win first place at Western States or get a 200-inch buck?
I like that question a lot. I don't really care how big the buck is. Doesn't have to be a monster, but I understand what he's saying. I would rather shoot a trophy buck. Western States, I just want to go there and crewer pace. I would be happy with that.
Okay. If you could pace anyone at Western States, who would you pace? My answer is going to be better than yours. I have an answer.
It really doesn't matter. I want to go for the experience. I'll be honest with you. I'm not even going to pay much attention to them. I'm just going to take it in, that the fact that I'm on the Western States Trail and all the aid stations and stuff. So that person would be like, whatever, you do your thing. Yeah, I'm here helping you. Go you. But I'd be, you know, I'm there for me is what I'm saying.
For you.
Yeah. It's all about me.
It is about you. Okay. So you don't have an answer for that. My answer, Becky Kosek. That's who I would.
Whoa. Nice. Line it up.
My answer is better than yours. And it would actually be super fun. So
it would be. Like I said, I want to go for the experience of the race. I've never been super crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a ticket lottery type person. I put it in a couple times, but it's not my.
May as well.
Yeah.
Bucket list race that you will probably never do for whatever reason, like because it's expensive or for whatever reason.
Probably that 200 mile, I forget what it's called. Pat Hine did it years ago. You know Pat Hine?
Yeah, but I don't know what race he did.
Over in another, it's in Italy. Give me something. Come on. I don't know. But yeah.
Okay. 200 mile race in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget what that was called. Yeah, Tour de Jean.
Oh, TDG. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. That's always been on my list. Is like, whoa, that one's way over across the pond and it's a big one. And yeah.
What is one bad habit related to running? What is one bad habit that you have that you refuse to fix? Cause you're like, I don't care.
That's a really good question. I know I have a good answer for it. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Just like either on principle or,
I know,
you know, something that you're like, nope, I'm not gonna give that up or not gonna make that change.
Currently I would say it is carbon plated shoes.
Using them or not using them? Like using them on training runs?
Using them probably more than I should, but I'm full on carbon plate.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll see what happens with our bodies and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm carbon plate fanatic. Yeah,
that's a good one. All right, which one would you rather do? Pace the Kaylee Frederick at Western States or get a trophy buck?
Trophy buck every time.
I would rather pace the Kaylee Frederick, just for the record.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always said it. There's running has kind of taken over my life in a lot of good ways, probably a lot of bad ways too. But the one thing that the one hobby that it would never could never replace and would never replace for myself is hunting.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think I was just
talking to somebody about this. You know, running is great. We love it. We both coach and racetrack and have a podcast and we run all the time and all those things, but it can't be your entire identity either. Like, you got to have some other hobbies. I think it's a good thing. It's healthy.
Yeah, okay. It is. It's hard to not let it take over.
Yeah. So you're a front of the pack runner, which is super awesome. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because we both put in the work and you just happen to be at the front. So you're a front of the pack runner, but what is something that back of pack runners do well and you wish you could also do?
Party.
We do know how to party.
Party and probably just remind me and everybody else that it's not that everybody, like we said earlier, you don't have to be a competitive runner or work constantly to be first in your age group or anything like that. It's a sport that you can do it purely out of enjoyment of being outside and healing your brain in the process, if that's what you run for, and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive, I think, when you see some front of pack runners who at least when you see them, it looks like they're able to accomplish both. I'm sure there's still a lot of, I'm sure with everybody in the, whether you're in the front, the middle, the back of the pack, there's moments that you're going to have that are awesome enjoyment. And then there's moments where you're going to be pushing through something.
We're all allowed our own definition of fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, I think, when you see a front of pack runner who looks like they're having the same type of fun as a back of pack runner who's just kind of, you know, making it a fun day and they're not necessarily pushing themselves, like an Ashley Paulson, seeing her come by the aid station. I'm just like, she just looks like she's having a blast.
And I agree. I've always just been amazed and astonished and my mouth drops because we're talking like you, Ashley just ran the 100-mile race and we're talking about a smiling, giggling, happy Ashley at 70, 80, 90 miles of setting a world record. Now, I've seen it at 200-mile races. I've seen it at 100-mile races and shorter. But I always get to the part where it's just plain hard and I'm not necessarily happy at moments.
Yeah.
I look at them and I'm like, I want to be that. How do you do that? I don't know if it's something that can be learned really, but it helps and it's blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. And I'm sure there's just moments that we're just not seeing. You know, we're just seeing little clips and everything, but
right.
What is the last vista that took your breath away, or maybe that you took your boop, you did your little boop boop mental picture?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a vista. It's been a while since I've been up to a vista.
You have not been at vistas, no. You've been in circles.
But just this morning I was driving past the Hills Creek Lake, which I drive past every day, and it's covered in ice right now and snow, the lake is, but it's a beautiful lake. If you've never been there, I strongly suggest you come up, say hi to me when you're up here. But there, the sunrise, I try not to take pictures of sunrises because they suck. You can't look at a picture and see what you're actually seeing, but it was a beautiful pink. You know, that sunrise where it lasts for like 3 minutes before the color goes away. it was that right when I was driving to work, and I clicked it. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yep. So that was my last pretty one just this morning.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question though. Before that, actual Real Vista mm-hmm. that I've been to, it has been a while.
Yeah. That might be a fun goal coming up soon.
Yeah, maybe.
What's something either within your training or your racing that you do really well or really consistently that people would be surprised to hear?
Push myself really hard by myself.
I don't think that doesn't surprise me. It might surprise some people. That doesn't surprise me. You do a lot of solo training. Yeah. And I think that's hard. Like we're so fortunate to have so many grunts down here. I was just at one tonight.
And, all right, I got one then.
Yeah.
I got one. Say the question again.
What's something that you do in your training or your racing that people would be surprised to hear? Something you do well.
Why'd you have to add that part? I was going to say cry.
Okay, we could add that. It might help.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't would say I'm an emotional person, but my emotions come out like when I'm by myself. After, I don't know if it's being proud of myself for doing like hard efforts or, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's cold and going to the top of a mountain and stuff like that. It's been a while, but yeah. I've caught myself like getting emotional for no reason. And
do you tear up or do you get like some, does it come down the face?
I'm not like boo-hoo. No, it's just like right on the edge, you know?
Yeah. You tear up and then you live in
then
it.
I kind of laugh at myself. Yeah. I live in it, but then I kind of laugh at myself. Like, what, why is this happening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably my mental part of why I run. I don't think I say it because I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think so either. And I love that you admitted it because I think there's a lot of people who cry when they run, men and women, mm-hmm. both. And I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, I don't mind it one bit.
Yeah. I like it.
Wow, can we be done? I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable here.
This is fun. I love it. Aside, you cannot choose your children or your wife. What has been one of the most, I say one of, because it's hard to pick the most, like what's been one of the most rewarding parts of running? But you can't say your kids and you can't say your wife.
I mean, the people, cliche answer, but the most rewarding part of running, we can go back to my childhood, Grace, and start from there. We can write a book real quick.
Finally. God, I've been waiting for this episode where we get to start when you were a little bitty baby. How many pounds were you?
I'll make it really quick, abbreviated version. I was always, in my opinion at least, a socially awkward child.
You still are socially awkward.
I very much am. I fully agree. But and through my teenage years and even college, I just was awkward and felt awkward, and it was who I am. I didn't care, but it was. But then when I got into running, the running community as a whole, I started out on roads, so I'm including any runner in general. There was just something clicked where it's like I I don't know. I enjoy talking to people, and I still don't like humans. But if you sit me down with somebody who wants to talk about anything having to do with running, I'll sit there for hours.
That's great.
So yeah, I mean, I guess it was finding that thing that I was passionate enough about. I don't know, but don't get me wrong, I wasn't weird as a kid, Grace, but
are you sure?
Well, maybe a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finding a place where you get to be socially awkward and people will still accept you and embrace you.
Right.
And let you be socially awkward. And that's okay.
Yeah. And I don't even know why I do a podcast, because that's definitely not my thing.
It definitely is not.
All right, I fell into that one.
You're doing great. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
You did really well with this episode.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Grace. No, it's fun. I'm, you know, the best thing about us having this is we can be as open of a book as we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't have any, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have demons to face and all that kind of stuff, but everybody has their struggles. And I don't think that anybody out there has a right to judge the level of one's struggles compared to another.
That's right.
If it's minor to one person and major to another, that's all. It's still on an even playing field. It's still a struggle.
Yeah. We're all just trying to make it.
Yep.
And it's easier to do together.
Yeah. So yeah. I like talking about stuff. Just not with you.
Well, that's good. Why don't we leave? That's a great segue to an ending, is that you don't like talking to me.
Yeah.
That's a great place to leave it.
Yeah. We got, I'm going to get off topic because I want to. I'm very ready to leave that topic. We have big stuff coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have Conquer the Wall 47 hour challenge down in, what's that, West Virginia?
Yeah. Williamson, yeah. West Virginia.
We have the Naked Bavarian coming up around Blue Marsh, 20 and 40 right. miler. That is a, I don't even know how many years they've been doing that now, but that's been
long
going
time.
On.
Yeah.
And it's a very affordable 20 or 40 miles. It's usually a very muddy 20 or 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great kickstart to the spring racing season, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
And the,
still take
there's a naked series, right? But they call it naked, meaning that it's just low frills. So there's not a ton of swag, but they do give out swag. So
and the aid stations are full of everything you could imagine. Like,
I know.
It's great.
Yeah. Stefan, he advertises his races as being like no frills and it's only $20 for a 20 miler and all this stuff. And you go there expecting no frills and you get all the frills. So, yeah. So, but it's called Naked Bavarian, not because it is a naked race, but because it is a low frill race.
Yep. So yeah, we'll have that to talk about. You are going to conquer the wall. You're going to conquer it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to talk to us about it on Monday, the 3-year anniversary of our podcast.
Yes.
You've aged a lot in 3 years, you know?
Yeah. I've aged 3 years in three years.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You're still older than me though. Isn't that weird? I still haven't caught up with you.
Yeah, but I'm cuter.
Right. Especially when you make that face.
We'll talk about them. And then we're going to dive hopefully into the life of Grace and why she is the way she is for Payback.
I don't think we're going to have time for that. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Next Monday and every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, or catch us afterwards on all of the podcast apps. And we hope that if you do get a chance to join us live, that you do, because it's super fun and you can join in the chat and you can also see that all of the faces that Eric makes and all of the names that I give him throughout every episode.
And we're looking for ideas. I am. Your Grace is great at coming up with ideas. I am absolutely horrible at I want new, fresh ideas of what's supposed to come out of our mouths during this 45 minutes.
Yeah. So every time I ask Eric, what would you like to do for next week's show? And he doesn't have an answer. I am now going to make the episode about him. So that's how we got to this episode. And that's what's going to happen moving forward. So send Eric all of your episode ideas and we'll go from there.
Please, 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 please. But yeah, anything you can think of, any people you can think of, we're always looking just to keep it fresh and interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super fun. Thanks everybody for listening. Share, like, subscribe, share with your friends and they share with their friends. And we'll see you next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.